In his book, Audacity of Hope, Obama tells us he was a pure product of the 1960s. As the child of a mixed marriage, he explains his life would have been impossible, my opportunities entirely foreclosed, without the social upheavals that were then taking place. Born in 1961, Obama explains he absorbed much of the 1960s through his mother, whom he describes as an unreconstructed liberal, who was inspired by the civil rights movement and believed in tolerance, equality, standing up for the disadvantaged. But rather than admiring those values, Obama puts his mother down, saying her understanding of the 60s was limited, both because of the distance of leaving the mainland and living in Hawaii or Indonesia since 1960, and by her incorrigible, sweet-natured romanticism. Obama distinguishes himself from his mother's pre-1967 liberalism, implying his leftist views came from the years during which the far left hardened. What made 1968 a dividing line? In 1968, the civil rights and anti-war movements were both radicalized. For those of us who lived through those years as politically conscious adults, even the mention of 1968 immediately triggers the memory of Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. being assassinated on April 4 and Robert F. Kennedy being shot on June 5 and dying the next day. Then there are the images of Jerry Rubin, Abby Hoffman, and their street protests, and the resulting police riots during the Democratic National Convention that nominated Hubert Humphrey for president on August 29, 1968, in Chicago. Obama tells us directly that his understanding of the 1960s came from his adolescent rebellion, and that he had become fascinated with the Dionysian, up-for-grabs quality of that era. Obama also wrote that he found his vision of the 1960s through books, film, and music, being soaked in images of Huey Newton, the 1968 Democratic National Convention, the Saigon Airlift, and the Stones at Altamont. Huey Newton was the co-founder of the Black Panther Party. The Saigon Airlift, which didn't occur until 1975, represented the final defeat of the United States in the Vietnam War, and the 1969 Altamont Speedway Free Festival was known as Woodstock West, an ill-conceived drug fest and rock concert marred by at least one homicide and multiple accidental deaths. If I had no immediate reason to pursue revolution, Obama wrote, I decided nevertheless that in style and attitude, I, too, could be a rebel, unconstrained by the received wisdom of the over-30 crowd.